that C for elections, it's all over but the shouting. Well, actually, it's not really shouting, but both major parties are claiming a victory in the results. We'll hear a report shortly on what may have been the major factor in the elections, unemployment. Right now, a post-election promise from Ralph Carmichael and the young people, Bright New World. Through their hats. What do you think, Andy?
This country has never gotten ahead by standing still. I'm that way about my STP race cars.
Andy Granatelli, president of the STP Corporation, talks about the thing he knows best. Let's listen.
Sure, we won Indianapolis with a conventional piston engine, but the turbine car, that was progress. If the STP racing team could have gone all out with the turbo car, it might have put the whole pollution problem with automobiles on the right track. It's like our STP products, too. We don't stand still. Traffic keeps getting worse and worse, so our STP gasoline treatment had to get better. Now, when you add it to your gas, it helps clean your spark plugs better, your carburetor better, so you're helping to clean and tune your engine as you drive. Progress? I remember it, Indy, back in 1940.
Help clean your spark plugs better, your carburetor better. Help clean and tune your engine as you drive with new, improved STP gasoline treatment. Now at your service station, you'll feel the difference.
In the final days of the election campaign, there was much speculation about the rate of unemployment, whether it was rising, falling, or leveling off, and its effect on the outcome of the voting. Well, the current rate was announced yesterday, and for a report here is Charles Quinn, NBC News, Washington.
The unemployment rate didn't go as high as some Democrats had predicted. Still, it went up, 0.1% in October, to 5.6%. The highest level in nearly 7 years. The Bureau of Labor Statistics called the situation basically unchanged. There were still 4,300,000 people out of work, about the same as in September. The figures for adults and teenagers, for blacks and whites, were all virtually unchanged. Harold Goldstein of the Statistics Bureau said that the auto worker strike against General Motors was an important element in the employment picture.
The effects of the automobile strike really dominate the story on the employment situation over the month and really obscure any attempt that we might make to measure underlying economic changes.
Goldstein said he did not think the increase in unemployment was significant, and Press Secretary Ronald Ziegler said the same. There had been some speculation that because of the election results, that if President Nixon felt the Republicans hadn't done as well as expected because of unemployment and inflation, that he might change his economic policies with a view toward 1972 and the presidential elections. But the assessment of the Labor Department and of Mr. Nixon's press secretary indicated that it will take more than 0.1% increase in unemployment to change the president's mind. Charles Quinn, NBC News, Washington.
We'd like to mention, while we're on the subject of elections, that is, that the prize-winning NBC News Second Sunday series will devote its entire program tomorrow evening to an examination of the trends indicated by the nationwide election returns. Titled, What Happened at the Polls, it'll feature NBC News correspondent Dean Mell as anchorman. He'll be joined by three other NBC News correspondents, Paul Duke, Russ Ward, and Peter Hackus. That's What Happened at the Polls on NBC Radio tomorrow. The time right now, 14 minutes past the hour.
Acid, bubbles, too much work, tension, food. Almost anything can cause stomach upset, acid indigestion.
Will somebody turn off the bubble machine?
Simple antacids can't, but Digel can. Digel has the extra action of a unique ingredient, simethicone, to relieve the pressure caused by gas, bubbles, trapped in your digestive system. Next time your stomach needs help,
will somebody turn off the bubble machine?
Digel can. It takes the acid and the gas out of acid indigestion. When you eat too well, demand Digel. D-I-G-E-L. Tablets or liquid, it really works.
Now's the time to get your new 1971 St. Joseph Family Almanac calendar. It has 30 full-color pages with recipes, household tips, beauty hints, and much more. Your pharmacist buys it and gives it to you free, except no other. Get the new 1971 St. Joseph Family Almanac calendar free at your drugstore.
Just stay where you are.
Music by Ann Murray, Frank Sinatra, Ferrati and Teicher, sports with Joe Garagiola, weather forecast, and more here on the Monitor Beacon.
It's 1971 at your Chrysler Plymouth dealers, coming through for you.
Chrysler's in Plymouth's now. They're coming through for you right now at your New York, New Jersey, and Fairfield County Chrysler Plymouth deal.
What is segregation?
I don't know what segregation is.
What is bigotry?
I don't know what bigotry is.
What does hatred mean?
I don't know what that is.
What is prejudice?
I think it's when she may sit.
That's beautiful.
Happy Day Radio 66, WNBC, New York. And it isn't very often that I can predict rain and smile, but this is one of the times that I can. So, 2 minutes of rain next on Monitor with Ann Murray, the Canadian Cloudburst.
Come on, baby.
actual weather we can expect later today. Let's have a look at the monitor weather map. And I'm happy to say there's very little rain in prospect, aside from a few possible showers in the northeast, fair skies in the southeast, some cloudiness in the northwest, and generally fine fall weather elsewhere.
Your windshield wiper blades can tell you when they've had it, because they start streaking. But they can't tell you why. Again, it's simple. Rubber, fresh, real rubber, wipes glass better than anything else. AMCO wiper blades and refills have an exclusive cushionite rubber that's specially formulated to wipe windshields without streaking. And they'll keep doing the job until hot sun, wind, air pollution, and oily road film beat the life out of the rubber. It happens to the finest rubber in the world. But when this does happen, all you have to do is get a fresh pair of AMCO refills, real rubber refills, and your windshield wipers will work like new. Pull in where you see the big yellow AMCO cabinet. It's in the better service stations everywhere. The man at the pump can fit your car in seconds while you're having your tank filled. He has blades and refills for the hidden wipers for foreign cars, old cars, you name it. But be sure you'll get AMCO by Anderson.
Time now for the first session this year of baseball's Hot Stove League, and leading off from Monitor Sports, Joe Garagiola.
Among baseball people, you hear a lot of talk about how much the game may have changed in recent years. Like pitching, for example. When I was playing, the top left-handed pitcher around was Warren Spahn. Now, for the past few years, Spahn has been a manager in the St. Louis Cardinals organization working with their young pitchers. So for an opinion on the difference in pitching then and now, who better to ask than Warren Spahn himself?
Well, Joe, you know, when I was pitching, I made a promise to myself that I'd never go back to my era as such. However, I do feel that the kid that's pitching today is the sort of guy that's throwing a ball for a living. I don't think that he's maybe as hungry as we were. Maybe that's the way to put it. That maybe your paycheck next week depended on what you did in the ballgame today. I think ultimately that we're going to go to a situation where we have no starting pitchers and train everybody to be a three or four effective inning pitcher. And I think maybe baseball might come to this, that it seems to me that the youth of today lack the stamina, not the strength, but the stamina to pitch nine innings.
Can you explain that? Why do they lack the stamina and they're not in just as good a shape?
Well, I think, number one, that probably they aren't as hungry as we were. Number two, kids have cars when they're young. They go to school and high school and college with automobiles. They don't walk as much as we did. They didn't build stamina as they grew up. I think they have the brute strength, but as far as the stamina go a long distance or maybe a point of depriving might be a word for it. But I do feel that this is why we have fewer completed ball games pitched every year. I can think of the Cincinnati Ball Club right now. They have about 30-some completed ball games this year. That if the percentage is that small, then why train people to be starting pitchers?
We seem to be getting more good young pitchers, though. The Tom Seavers, the Gullits.
I think these people are maturing earlier. I know I saw Bryle Evan, for an example, what, 19 years old, pitching the American Association before he came here. I don't think people will accomplish that much in the art of pitching in my era as they are now. But I think they're throwing a lot more breaking balls. I think they're depending less on the high homer, as it were, the number one, which is the fastball. Perhaps the hitter is better. I'm not taking everything away from the pitcher. I think that the game has probably progressed, that the hitter maybe is making more contact than he was years ago. Maybe he's learning a lot more about hitting. But I do know that the fact remains that you don't see the guy go out there and blaze the ball or strike the hitter out when he has to, or the guy can go nine innings.
Later today, here on Monitor, you'll hear Warren Spahn's opinion on whether or not a major league pitcher could win without a curveball. And I'll tell you something, his answer is a pretty interesting one. This is Joe Garagiola from Monitor Sports.
Well, now, I would guess Warren's answer would be a qualified yes. A pitcher can win without a curveball, but not for long. Well, we'll check that later. Now, another question.
Have you seen the 1971 General Motors cars? You can, you know, now. The dealers who sell Chevrolet, Pontiac, Oldsmobile, Buick, and Cadillac have their 71s on display. Many dealers have models available for immediate delivery. For 71, General Motors is introducing new safety glass for windshields.
It's actually thinner, lighter, and stronger at the same time. GM's also introducing a new flow-through power ventilation system. It keeps air moving through the passenger compartment whether your car is moving or not. There's just enough gentle movement of air to keep things fresh. You'll want to see the exciting new GM styling for 71 and discover the many other innovations on all the GM cars. Do it now. See Chevrolet, Pontiac, Oldsmobile, Buick, Cadillac. The cars with the General Motors mark of excellence.
Just because he's now known as Frank Sinatra Sr., don't get the idea that he's in the senior citizen category. There's Footloose Frank taking a turn or two around the floor.
Hey there, kids, put on your dancing boots and come dance with me. Come dance with me, what is new for some terpsichore? Pretty face, I know a swinging place. Come on, dance with me. Romance with me on a crowded floor. And while the rhythm swings, what lovely things I'll be saying. Cause when it's dancing, making love set to music. Hey, when the band begins to leave the stand.
Frank Sinatra, now come drive with me to the service station.
Here's a good suggestion to make your motor trips easy. Just stop at your nearby Texaco service station and ask for a route request card. All you have to write on it is your name and address, where you'll be leaving from, and your destination, and whether you prefer a scenic or more direct route, or both if you wish. Drop it in the mail. Texaco will send you, by return mail, easy-to-read maps for your trip, with the routes clearly marked. And you'll get a booklet called Texaco Travel Tips, which contains a pre-trip checklist, practical safe driving suggestions, data on toll turnpikes, and games for the kiddies, among other things. It all adds up to a tailor-made travel kit, absolutely free from Texaco. One more reason why...
Thank you.
Teicher, Pieces of Dreams. Sound like very pleasant dreams, don't they? Well, now that we're all wide awake again, we'll take a brief time out for your friendly neighborhood NBC stations along the line in Martinsville, Virginia, WMVA. Gene Rayburn here. First Saturday in November, a mere 19 days from Thanksgiving Day. Gene Rayburn here, too. And as an early something to be thankful for, here are the gold diggers with a pair of golden not-so-oldies. Come rain or come shine, can't take my eyes off you, in that order. And each one is a beauty. Oh, that lucky Dean Martin.
Hey, what do you want this winter? Just antifreeze or a protection plan that's ironclad?
Never pick up a stranger. If it's do, you might be sad. Don't take chances. Pick up Pesco. The protection plan is ironclad.
Protection. You get it with Prestone. Prestone protects against freeze-ups, against corrosion, against most minor leaks, or right Union Carbide within a year from installation for your money back. That's the ironclad protection plan from Prestone. Who else?
This time every year, millions of birds begin a migration, a one-way trip, to end up on Thanksgiving Day dining tables all across the land. The birds are turkeys, of course, and one of their places of origin is Arizona, which may soon become turkey capital of the world if current plans work out. At a huge ranch 50 miles southeast of Phoenix, John Kalia of station KTAR reports.
Oh.
like the one flying overhead, have caused turmoil for 80,000 residents some 50 miles southeast of Phoenix. The jets from nearby Williams Air Force Base reportedly have sent thousands from the open air into the confines of special buildings. The residents are turkeys. Here are 12,000 of them, believe it or not, living happily in their brand new environmental hut. Aircraft made the turkeys nervous. The result, no eggs. So the Queen Creek Turkey Breeding Corporation will soon move all of their 80,000 turkeys into 100 special huts. Poultry experts say the turkeys find the huts to their liking.
They like it very much. There's several advantages in totally environment control. One, there's you control the noise from the outside, which disturbs the birds. And two, is you can control the temperature of the extreme that we have in the valley here.
The ranch supplies eggs to Williams Hatchery in California. Right now, the world's largest. A $10 million contract guarantees the price of turkey eggs at 26 cents each over 5 years. Each turkey is insured for about $35. According to those on the scene, the turkey market holds great promise.
The potential on the turkey market is tremendous. I don't think it's really been tapped yet. You can take a turkey, and with a turkey meat, you can make rolls, you can make wieners, you can do practically everything that they have done with everything else. You can even have steaks made out of the turkey meat.
When the Arizona ranch is completed, it will be the first federal government processing plant in the state. However, the environmental method of breeding turkeys is believed to be the first of its kind, and once expansion is completed, the ranch will be the largest in the United States. The operation can be likened to a computerized assembly line. A 7-pound turkey, called a mini bird, is the standard size that will be produced. The controlled surroundings reportedly makes for a better tasting turkey.
When the turkeys were on the outside, they were said to be nervous. But now with Thanksgiving approaching, it's hard to say how they feel now.
Well, he's not sure where he's going to be November 26th. John Kalea reporting from the Queen Creek Turkey Ranch near Phoenix.
Well, I don't know either where that turkey will end up on November 26th, but I do know that thousands of overstuffed diners will end up at the medicine chest looking for relief. For them, there's this.
It's no good, Betty. You have to go without me. My stomach's upset again.
Don't give up, because now there's Digel, the extra action antacid with the unique ingredient simethicone to relieve the pressure caused by bubbles of gas trapped in your digestive system. Plain antacids are fine, as far as they go. But Digel takes the acid and the gas out of acid indigestion.
Hey, I'm a new girl.
When your stomach's tense, when you have heartburn, a stuffy, burning sensation from acid indigestion, take Digel, D-I-G-E-L. When you eat too well, demand Digel, tablets or liquid. It really works.
Now's the time to get your new 1971 St. Joseph Family Almanac calendar. It has 30 full-color pages with recipes, household tips, beauty hints, and much more. Your pharmacist buys it and gives it to you free, except no other. Get the new 1971 St. Joseph Family Almanac calendar free at your drugstore.
And you're on your way through an autumn Saturday on the Monitor Beacon.
From the score of Broadway's newest hit, The Rothschilds, available next week on Columbia Records. The Rothschilds is fascinating, cheers Clive Barnes of the New York Times. Excellent, raves Richard Watts, New York Post. The Rothschilds, the new Broadway hit with music and lyrics by Bach and Honeck, the amazing Fiddler on the Roof team, has critics and audiences cheering with delight. Superb, says Leo Mishkin, Morning Telegraph. John Chubik, ABC TV, calls The Rothschilds a great musical. See The Rothschilds at the Lunfontein Theater, West 46th Street, and treasure its great music with the original cast album on Columbia Records. Broadway's newest hit, The Rothschilds. WNBC, New York.
for those of you monitor cooks who don't know what a bouquet garni is, enlightenment is on the way. Here's the galloping gourmet.
Mrs. Van Karen, very often, you know, I have the feeling that that people who write recipes and put in the title bouquet garni are really sort of supposing an awful lot. I mean, why don't they just write a bunch of herbs? Because a bunch of herbs is what it is, or herbs. Yes, a bunch of herbs. Right, you know, so what do you do? What do you put in for a bouquet garni? Really, bouquet garni is just really that thing which is a bunch of herbs, super in casseroles, gives you a lovely latent flavour and things. Always a bay leaf, always a sprig of thyme, always a few peppercorns, always a piece of celery, or nearly always a piece of celery, and practically always parsley stalks. All tied up with string, not the peppercorn, but terribly hard to tie up with string. And if you haven't got the fresh herbs, then just a little piece of muslin, put everything in there, tie it up with a string, and yak it into your casserole, if it's a yak casserole. Graham Kerr for NBC Monitor.
Hey, Big Al. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee. On Monitor Now, Circle Game, and the chief contestant is Rick Eli.
Yesterday, a child in my wonder caught a dragonfly inside the jar.
Thank you.
disability.
What can I do for my kid?
Convenience engineering.
Practical options and accessories.
Chrysler Corporation wagons give you all of them.
Chrysler Corporation
A 1971 Dodge Coronet wagon or new Plymouth Satellite wagon offer a unique combination of features. Unibody construction, torsion air suspension, 4x8-foot load space, storage compartments and wheel wells. Beautiful enough to take you out on Saturday night. Wagons with an optional roof air deflector to keep the road dust off the rear window.
Three-seat wagons with a new standard tailgate auto lock. You control the locking and unlocking from the driver's seat.
A two-way door gate that opens out for passengers.
Even with the rear window up?
Or down for easy package loading.
Extra care and engineering. Extra value. Extra worth. New, the 1971 wagons from Chrysler Corporation. Dodge, Plymouth, and Chrysler.
Chrysler Corporation Cars.
I say that if there's one thing we can't get too much of, especially in these somewhat troubled times, it's laughter. So without further ado, let's join the audience being entertained by one of the most prolific laugh makers around, Bob Newhart.
The most frightening thing to me when I got married was that there would be one person who would know me better than anybody else. You know, you can fool a lot of people, but you can't fool your wife. There are dark corners of yourself you don't want anybody to know, but she gets to know. She knows your good side and your bad side. You can fool your children, and you can fool your friends. You know, go out to a party and get smashed, and they'll say, and your wife will say, you were really smashed, and your friends will say, oh, I didn't realize what I was thinking. But you can't fool your wife. Now, this is a guy, gets up the next morning, with he's been out, and he's got the daddy of all hangovers, and he comes down. Now, don't play with a dump truck. Just leave the dump truck alone. Don't play with a Varroa toy. Just leave the Varroa toy alone. Daddy doesn't feel well, right? Daddy has a cold, right? Another cold, yes. I know Daddy had a cold last weekend, is it? Grown-ups get weekend colds, right? You get a cold from going from a warm place into a cold place, or from a cold place into a warm place, and from booze. Yes, you can get it from booze. Who told you can get a cold from booze? That's where Mommy said Daddy's cold's come from. Have Mommy come in, will you? Don't slam the door. Hi there. Now I feel fine. I know what you're thinking right now. I feel fine. Just sitting there watching television. Picture should have been out a week, huh? I thought I was going blind there for a while. Yes, I know I have your dress on. Dear, you're going to have to try. That's why the milkman waved at me. What does Fred want for breakfast? Who's Fred? My old army buddy. I insisted he stay with us last night. Honey, I was never in the army. I thought I'd sit here and maybe a couple hours, but I'd try to make it to that chair over there. And if that goes well, I thought I'd try to stand up tomorrow.
Oh, he's too much. It's hard to talk when you're doubled over from laughing. But I think I can manage to tell you that was the great Bob Newhart on monitor. He's beautiful. A little optimism never hurt anyone, so let's have a couple of minutes worth from Mama Cass. The good times are coming, sings she.
The good times are coming. They'll be coming soon. And I know just can't change me for
Rayburn here.
Time has come.